So on the eve of the election, something of a takeaway tradition with our man in Washington, Todd Zwillick. In a state most pollsters considered off limits, Mitt Romney and the Republicans say they're playing Pennsylvania for keeps. Locally, Barack Obama still leads in the polls, but the television ads have arrived. The candidates are starting to arrive in the last few days of barnstorming. Pennsylvania is a huge state, 20 electoral votes. You couldn't hope to digest it all at once. So not for the first time, Todd's been back to one small corner, his hometown of, yes, Hershey, Pennsylvania, in central Pennsylvania. One last battleground report. What's it look like, Todd?
Well, John, I started off just as I did last time we went to Hershey, a local union hall, the Chocolate Workers Local 464 of the AFL-CIO. They're heavily involved in getting out the vote for President Obama and for other Democrats. And I just wanted to get a feel for how it's going for them in this economy. Dennis Bamberger is the business manager at the Chocolate Workers Local 464. And I asked him straight up, how's the candy business?
The candy business, well, since you're from Hershey, you know, the chocolate plant that's been here 100 years. If you go over there, you can look at it. They're ripping the back part of it down. It's totally closed. But the new plant's highly automized. So the issue here is it's less jobs. Built the new plant in Mexico and moved a lot of production to Mexico. The items we were making at the Hershey plant here in Hershey, they're being made at the new West Hershey plant, but with a lot less people.
What happened to the idea of a diversified economy so you're not relying on just one business?
Well, Hershey is diversified. There's a great big university medical center in town. It's actually where my dad used to work when I was a kid. It's a mixed bag politically, Republicans and Democrats. But Todd Pagliarulo is a local GOP committeeman. He knows that Mitt Romney will win Hershey. It's a conservative place, and conservative social values are taken for granted. They're usually not even discussed in Hershey. The county and the state, though, both up for grabs. And he talked to me about why, even in a relatively insulated town like Hershey, the economy is still important, and it's about diversification.
It's a tourism community. We do 2 million guests a year. So, yes, there's social issues involved, but it's also the economy.
I'm presuming that all those tourists don't come there to look at signs that say the chocolate's being made down in Mexico, right? There's lots to do.
There are roller coasters and automated tours of chocolate factories and Reese's factories and a bunch of other things to do, too. So the broad question is Pennsylvania really in play? It has tightened in the polls. It's down to about 4-point lead for President Obama. But there's been a similar pattern over the last several cycles. Bush, McCain have all surged at the end, but no Republican has taken Pennsylvania in a presidential election since 1988, John. I chatted with Terry Madonna, professor of political science at Franklin and Marshall College in Lancaster, just next door to Dauphin County, where Hershey is. He's also the author of the F&M poll, which is a Pennsylvania-wide presidential poll, asking him, really, truly, Terry, can Romney pull it off?
I still think it's a tough haul. Look, is it doable? Yes. Is it likely? No. And think of it this way. There isn't any more television time. It's all bought up in many of the swing states. And the campaigns and the super PACs are awash in money. They are awash in money. So why not dump $7 or $10 million in the state? Why not take a chance?
So what are they going to spend it on? What's the ground game going to look like?
Well, they're spending it on saturating with ads, and that's what Pennsylvania, Hershey, Dauphin County, the whole state has really become. But you mentioned the ground game, and on the ground, that's what's as important as always, more important than ever. So I accompanied Republicans and Democrats as they knocked on doors in Hershey and outside Hershey. Just like you to listen for a minute, here's Jody Fosnight. He lives outside Hershey in Lower Paxton. He let me tag along with him, and he's his three kids, Larry, TJ, and Faith, they were all off of school because it was a parent teacher conference day. Listen.
Country Lake Drive. This is Hidden Lake Estates.
You guys got your coats on and you got your gloves on? Faith, are you going to wear the hat?
We'll park here and we'll walk up the street. Okay, guys. Take off the stuff. Larry, get up. Come on, come on. Don't pretend to be a teenager before your time. Did you push the doorbell, Faith? It's right there.
Yes.
Hi. I'm sorry to bother you. I'm Jody, and this is TJ, Larry, and Faith, and we're actually just out checking with Election Day coming Tuesday if you're going to be able to vote.
Yes.
Great. Well, listen, it's going to be really, really close in Pennsylvania this year, so mm-hmm. we appreciate your help and hope we'll be able to count on you to support Governor Romney. And
mm-hmm. yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You have a great day.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi. Hi. I'm Jody.
No.
We're just here to drop off and hope that you're going to vote on Tuesday.
No, I'm not voting for Romney, so sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Thank you.
I have no respect for the man.
Have a great day. You know, people are smart, and I think if it's close in Pennsylvania, if it's close in Ohio, the president seems to be having trouble peaking above the 50% mark in polling data in either of those states. That tells me that if you're anywhere short of 50 and you've got undecideds, that those can break and largely will break for the challenger.
He's got hope there, it sounds like.
He does have a lot of hope, and he's confident. Again, that was Jody Fosnot, conservative Republican, canvassing for Romney. So I also went out door-to-door with Jake Long. He's a retired chocolate worker at Hershey. He worked on the Rolo and Score candy bar lines for many years, and I went out with Jake. Listen.
We're headed out to Susquehanna Township. It's a Democratic district, not heavily Democratic, but nevertheless the predominant party is Democrats.
Hello. Are you Darlene?
Yeah, I am.
Have you and George decided who you might be supporting for president, ma'am?
Yes, we have. Maybe you want to talk with my husband.
That's fine. That's
George?
Fine. That's fine.
They
want
to know who you're supporting for president.
Hello, good evening.
Hi, how
good
are you, George? We're here.
Make sure who you're for here
before
I talk to you.
We're here talking for the president.
I'm very much for Obama.
Okay. How you doing, Ronald?
How are you doing?
Have you guys decided as to who you may be supporting for president, sir?
I'm Ron Richardson. I'm a member of the Local 520 Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Union.
Right. Okay.
So I'm a fellow brother, too.
Okay.
We support Barack Obama because not only does he support labor, but he supports American jobs and American workers, and he stands by us.
Absolutely. It was nice talking to you, brother.
Nice talking to you, too.
Take care.
Guys, have a good day. Stay warm.
Retail politics there on the ground in Hershey, Pennsylvania. So let me see if I have this right, Todd. You've got pro-Obama Philly. You've got very conservative central Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh is kind of a wash. But this could all come down to Hershey.
Well, it's not going to come down to Hershey, but it may come down to Dauphin County. But I thought it would be most appropriate to just give Todd Pagliarulo the last word. He's seen a lot more elections from Hershey than I ever did.
Life will go on. You're not going to see any changes. There are going to be some people that are going to be very happy and some people that are not going to be as happy. But life will go on, and we will make the best of it because we're Americans.
And anyway, things don't really change all that much in Hershey, do they?
Not at all.
Wither Hershey in the 2012 election campaign from Hershey's hometown boy, Todd Zwillick. Thanks, Todd.
Always a pleasure, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.